let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The much-anticipated anthology of short stories and poems, too, by Brian Clements, continues the adventures of private detective Jack Donovan of the If You Could Hear What I See series, as he continues to search for the person who caused his hearing loss. This leads Jack back to Florida, where he meets his attacker and must fight him or be killed. Jack also works with unusual clients who get him in all sorts of problems and different situations. And don't forget the love stories and poetry that always come with Brian's collection. While living in Panama City, Florida, Brian was active in local affairs, served on many boards and committees in the community, at one time even ran for political office. And in 2000, Brian moved to Colorado Springs with his 3-year-old son and 19-year-old cat and made Colorado Springs his home. Brian worked for a ministry, worked security at the state capitol in Denver for many years, now works as a corrections officer, but his true passion is writing. Brian has been writing most of his life, but finally had the courage to publish his first book. That book, Anthology of Short Stories and Poems, came out in November of 2019. And now, Anthology of Short Stories and Poems 2 from Brian Clements, our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me.
It is our pleasure to have you here to talk about what you've done in Anthology of Short Stories and Poems 2. Brian, let's start off by talking about the ideas. I love your imagination. I love where these stories come from. Where do you get the ideas for your stories?
A lot of it is from life experiences. I lost my hearing many years ago, most of it, and I had an idea for a character to be completely deaf, a former detective. He's my main character, and also the poetry I've written is from friends, life experience, and also events in the news. You know, I see something, hear something, I put in my stories.
That's amazing how life experiences, and actually what's going on in real life experiences in the news now, sort of the basis for a lot of Brian's stories. The book is the new one, Anthology of Short Stories and Poems 2. Brian Clements, our guest on the program. When you're writing a book, what are some of the hardest scenes to write? What's difficult, challenging for you to write?
Love scenes. I have no idea how to write them sometimes. Yeah, they're very difficult. You know, romance, you know, I listen to what other people do. And I said, hey, how do you do this? You know, they thought, hey, just go with the flow. Think of your feminine side. Do I have a feminine side? Yeah, I'll go from there and just say, hey, hopefully I can. It's slow sometimes. Sometimes like I get it and sometimes I don't.
Well, just more research. I think you need research, yeah. More research to get that down right. But you do such a good job with that. And it's interesting what goes into putting a book together in the stories. And I'm sure some scenes are vivid in your mind and write themselves, and other scenes you have to really work to bring them forward. You know, as you're writing, do you try to be original? Are you trying to do something maybe somebody else hasn't done, or deliver what I'll say maybe the readers are looking forward to? You've established now who you are as a writer. Do you try to deviate and do something new, or give them what they expect?
I try to do both. You know, a lot of my stories are original, especially with the Jack Donovan. You know, he's a Dutch detective, and that's something different for most people. I've been around a few deaf people, and it's amazing how they communicate, how they work with each other, how they live. And also, and sometimes I try to find out what people want. And I listen to them, and they say, they like my stories, but hey, they give me ideas, and I'll follow that quite a few times also.
This book is Anthology of Short Stories and Poems 2 by Brian Clements. Again, it picks up the adventures of private detective Jack Donovan that Brian has talked about. I love how you've taken this character. This is, I'm assuming, sort of a love story, a love relationship you've got with the private detective, and bringing out, you know, what could be a handicap, but turning it to his favor.
Yes, his wife, you know, Jack Donovan's wife, Kate, is a doctor, emergency room doctor, and she always sees him in the emergency every once in a while when he gets injured. But they have a very close relationship. They knew each other in high school, through college, through med school, when we became a detective with the Colorado Springs Police Department and the injury. And it's a long, interesting love story, a lifelong love story.
And that first book, by the way, Anthology of Short Stories and Poems, available at Amazon, all of the usual places, barnesandnoble.com, information from readersmagnet.com as well. So you can get both of the books, Anthology of Short Stories and Poems, the original, and now two that's available there. You know, as it's talking and I'm thinking, you really get energized, it sounds like, by writing. This is really something you like to do, except when you're doing love scenes or maybe other scenes where it's somewhat exhausting to try to get them right. Does it do both? Does it energize or exhaust you, or exhaust you?
It does both. You know, I'm taking a little break right now from writing, well, a couple months, you know, and I have a couple stories in line right now. And when I get finished with the story, I get excited to see what people think about it. I find a website to put them on, see how people react to it. And most of the time, it's, and I really enjoy them. I only got one or two criticisms, that's normal. But most people like them. And I said, most of the time I get invigorated, and every once in a while I say, ooh, I need to rest.
You know, that's interesting how you can get that instant feedback now, isn't it? And when that many years ago, you really had to go through and publish the book or get a test group together, do marketing like that. Now you put it up on the internet and you hit send and you're getting immediate response, aren't you?
It's amazing. You know, I mean, I have fans I didn't know about, and that's just only from online.
You know,
and people enjoy everything, you know, even my poetry, you know, but people don't read that much poetry, and I kind of wish they would, but hey, people enjoy my stories. I'm happy about that.
Well, you've got the short stories, you've got the poems. When you write about somebody, the subject of maybe a story that you're writing, what kind of feedback do you get from those?
One person I've written about a lot, quite a few times, involving my story, she really enjoys them. I mean, she laughs about them a lot, and I haven't embarrassed her yet, so that's good.
So keep writing about her until she says no. Does she give you story ideas from time to time? You know, I'd like to be in this scenario to do this.
Well, in this end of life, I've written in some of my stories. You know, I've changed the name a little bit, but she still knows who it is.
With us on the program is Brian Clements. That's C-L-E-M-E-N-T-S. The book is Anthology of Short Stories and Poems 2, book available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, usual places, readersmagnet.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, link on, and get information on Brian and the book. Order it there as well. Which of the characters do you relate to the most to, and why? Maybe you've already answered that, but maybe other characters as well.
It's Jack Donovan. As I said, my hearing's pretty bad right now. I was in television for quite a few years, working around loud equipment and everything, and really caused it my hearing to go down. And I can relate to him. And writing with him being deaf, you had to think like a deaf person, which is difficult. You know, you can't use the phone. Well, I have seen, but he can use text messages for his wife and everything. In fact, a few weeks ago, I saw a deaf person using the phone to sign language with another deaf person. I thought it was pretty neat.
You know, it's interesting, again, how far we've come with the technology that's available there. And the book featuring Private Detective Jack Donovan, available at Amazon, Anthology of Short Stories and Poems. In writing short stories, poems, and getting them published, what surprised you the most?
How much it takes to do it. I mean, the all the editing, all the back and forth with the publisher.
Yes.
I mean, I didn't realize there's so much involved in that.
You know, it's interesting. The creative process is one thing, but then you talk to authors like yourself and they say, but I never realized the business part of this. I do have to, you know, do the editing, that I have to find a publisher. I have to work with the publisher. I have to design a book cover, that type of thing. That's a whole different skill set, isn't it, to be able to do it from the business side.
I've had publishers call me. You see my work online. I've had three publishers call me so far over the last few years. One of them published a few of my stories about 2 years ago, three of them, in one of the books. So I was pretty neat.
Well,
they just called me out of the blue.
That is interesting. Rather than go try to find them, they're looking to find you, which says something about the quality of work that you'll find in Brian's book, Anthology of Short Stories and Poems 2, book available, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, the usual places, readersmagnet.com as well. I mentioned that Jack Donovan. Tell me a little bit about the book, how you went about some of the stories in there, some of the poems in there, how you put this anthology together.
Well, I over the last few years, I put them all together. I had them on the website. I said, hey, let me see what I can do. So I tried to, the main one I did was, hey, Jack Donovan one would go first, and then maybe another story, a poem, Jack Donovan again, back and forth, back and forth. And I tried to put different variety of things in there. It was one story I put was called Chattahoochee. It was a kind of a mystery taking place during a hurricane. It was taken in a mental hospital. And I put that in there, another love story, a mystery from 120 years ago. I did that. And it all came together pretty good.
Well, Anthology of Short Stories and Poems 2 by Brian Clements, our guest on the program. It is doing well. Excellent reviews. As a writer, are there some favorite phrases that you like to use? If so, why are those so comfortable for you?
One of the phrases I like to use is, you're not going to believe what just happened. over the 3 years, if something happened to me, I would call my supervisor, hey, boss, you're not going to believe what just happened. I fell, whatever, something like that. Or I call my friends, hey. And it happened to me about 2 years ago. I was walking around the Capitol building in Denver, and I slipped and fell, hit my head. And I called my supervisor. I said, hey, Sergeant, you're not going to believe what happened. I said, I don't want to hear it.
But it resonated like that's a good line. I'm going to keep that and use that for some of my characters. You know, your writing can be lonely. You're sitting there writing. You're by yourself. You're with your thoughts. Do you have like a supportive person that when it comes to writing is there and encouraging you? Because you hit a writer's block, I'm sure, from time to time and need some encouragement. Is there somebody like that in your life that you rely on?
Yes, there is. Corey. She's been my biggest supporter. In fact, one of the poems I wrote is dedicated to her. And I asked her, can I do it? Write a poem for her? She said, sure. She was a little confused. And then when she moved on to another position and job, I thought, I'm going to dedicate this poem to you online. So, oh, God. But she's been my biggest supporter. Three poems are based on her. So one of my stories is kind of based on her. The time she took me to the zoo after I had surgery. She took me to the zoo one day. And hey, I based one of my stories about that.
So those real life experiences come back and play a role in Brian and his stories and his poems. This is Anthology of Short Stories and Poems 2. We're going to see 3. What are you working on now?
Right now, there was a story that happened in Panama City, Florida, about a tandem jump from a building. And I'm going to use that as a mystery, a murder mystery. And I got another one. I love another love story based in Pensacola. A guy who finds his college sweetheart, you know, it'd be kind of interesting. I don't know where that's going to go yet. As I said, it's romance and maybe a little difficult. And another one based on the tunnels that in Denver, underneath near the Capitol, they have a series of tunnels in Denver, Colorado, that used to be used for delivering coal to the Capitol. They're not being used much right now. So that can be a lot of fun, too.
You know, that's interesting how you've taken these experiences in your life. So you're working in the Capitol, you're walking around, and your mind is not just totally focused on your job. You're thinking, well, I wonder what happens in those and why they're there and how I can work this into a story. It really is using real life experiences, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And the tunnels are spooky anyway, so this will make it even spookier.
You'll have to go back and check them out at night to really get that element of surprise there and horror. Let's talk a little bit about the different styles, writing short stories and then writing poems. Let's start with short stories. What is it about the short story? Is it the fact that you can get in there, quickly tell the story, and move on? Is that what your interest in that?
On my days off, I usually substitute teach. And I noticed that a lot of students do not like to read, especially novels.
Yes.
And I say, hey, maybe I can get them interested in doing short stories, and then they can move on to novels. And or, like, nothing like Stephen King, but he likes big ones. But or short novels, want to get them interested in reading. And poetry, I said, a lot of people don't read poetry that much. And I'm thinking, hey, maybe I can get them to something interested to read poetry and move on.
You know, that's interesting to approach it that way, because if they read a poem or two, like it, then all of a sudden they're reading all of the poetry. How did you get involved in poetry? Because as you say, a lot of people just really don't pay a lot of attention to it now. They don't study it as much as they used to. How did you get involved in poetry?
Well, over the years, I've read poetry quite a bit, and most of the stories are pretty good. And I said, hey, let me see what I can do. And I've written a few poetry like a few years ago. One was a hurricane, Michael hit Northwest Florida, a fallen police officer from a child's view, and it was interesting. You know, I said, hey, I'd like to do that more. And my latest one I had was based in the neighborhood I grew up on in Panama City, and I got a lot of good reactions from it, from the people who used to live there and people who lived in Panama City. And I learned how the different styles of poetry, the rhyming and the free verse, we don't have to do any rhyming, which, hey, I really enjoyed.
Well, you'll see all of this come to life in Brian's two books, Anthology of Short Stories and Poems, the original, published in 2019, still available, and Anthology of Short Stories and Poems 2, now available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I mentioned writing has always been a passion, and it sounds like it from reading at an early age and being fascinated by this. What made you finally decide to, okay, I'm going to give it a shot now. I'm going to try to be a writer like I've always wanted to be.
I've liked writing a long time. I mean, even in high school, I had a high school teacher really encouraged us to write. And I majored in journalism in college, in writing and everything. And about 5 years ago, hey, let me try this. I mean, let's see what people like. And I said, hey, I'm going to go ahead and do it. And I was driving back and forth to Denver a couple of nights ago. I said, I had a good idea for a story. And I put it down, put it online on Christmas Eve a few years ago, back in 2017. And people enjoyed it. And so I was writing more and more and more. And hey, the first book came out, and now the second book came out.
You know, that's just amazing how all of that happened to this sort of passion you've always had, and now you've actually entertain people online and certainly with the books, Anthology of Short Stories and Poems 2 from Brian Clements, our guest on the program. If you're Googling that, Clements is Clements, and
That's
you'll
correct.
find information, the book available at barnesandnoble.com, Amazon, all of those. You're working with the Reader's Magnet. I mentioned that's an outlet for the book as well, readersmagnet.com, working with them and getting the book together, getting it out there, and having people enjoy it. What's it been like working with Reader's Magnet on the project?
They've been great. I mean, I never experienced so much great people to work with. You know, Jim and everybody, they've been very helpful.
Well, I know they're excited about the project and your talent as a writer. We've got a minute or so left here. What do you hope people take away from reading your two books, the anthologies? You touch on so many different topics and do it so well, the poems as well. What do you hope the takeaway is when they finish reading one of your books?
I hope they really enjoy it. And hey, I mean, use your imagination. I mean, one of the stories I did was based on the first serial killer in the United States, H.H. Holmes. Hey, the research that went into it, and I hope they enjoyed how much I put into it.
How much fun is this for you to actually, after all these years, have the books out there, two successful books, book number two out there now? How much fun is this for you?
I'm having a blast.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can really, the response I'm making is very good, you know, even from my coworkers, they say, hey, I'm going to buy this book. So I'm really having a good time with it.
Well, and you're entertaining so many people. Brian Clements, our guest, the book is Anthology of Short Stories and Poems 2. Both books are, of course, available out there. We'll go to Amazon, Readers and Noble, BarnesandNoble.com, ReadersMagnet.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. All of the information will be there on Brian, the book, and you'll be able to order it there as well. Brian, it's been fun having you on the program. Really enjoyed this. Hopefully we can do it again as more books come out. Thank you for sharing all your talent and insight with us.
Thank you very much. I'm happy. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Brian Clements, author of Anthology of Short Stories and Poems 2. You'll find it at all the usual places. And, of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.